听力课堂，听 class.com。
Step by step. Book two. Lesson 60. The Cop and the Anthem. Section 2.
Soapy had an excellent lunch, the best meal he'd had in months. After he'd finished, he ordered an expensive cigar and sat back to enjoy it.
Was everything all right, sir?
The food was delicious. Perhaps the steak could have been a bit more tender, but other than that, I have no complaints.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.Here's your bill, sir.
Ah, yes, my bill. How much is it?
$6.45.
Let me see. Yes, everything seems to be in order. Now, miss, would you call the manager, please?
Oh, sir, if it's about what I asked when you ordered the meal, you'll fire me for sure.
It has nothing to do with you. Now, please call him.
Yes, sir.
Certainly this will work. The manager will call a policeman and have me arrested when I tell him I can't pay.
The waitress said you wanted to see me. What can I do for you?
That is a question for you to answer. I've just had a lunch that cost $6.45. It was delicious. The best lunch I've had in several months.
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Now, about the cost of this meal. I've checked the bill and everything is in order. However, I must now inform you that I don't have $6.45. I don't even have 45 cents. Therefore, I suggest you call a policeman and have me arrested.
I see. Will you come with me, please?
Of course.I appreciate that you don't like to have the police arresting customers right here in the restaurant. Very bad for business.
You're quite right. Well, here we are.
But I don't understand. This is the kitchen.
You have excellent eyesight. You will also observe a big pile of dirty dishes. Now...I suggest you take off your coat and roll up your sleeves. You don't want to get them wet.
But I told you to call a cop and have me arrested.
I'll handle the situation in my own way. Now get to work. And don't stop until you've washed every one of those dishes.
Three hours later, exhausted from washing so many dishes...Soapy returned to the street again. Night had fallen. It was dark.
Well, at least I had a good lunch. But what can I do now? All I want is to go to jail. It's never been this difficult before.
Soapy walked slowly down the street. As he passed a cigar store, he noticed a man buying cigarettes.In order to take out his money, the man had to put down his umbrella. Soapy entered the store and picked up the umbrella.
Hey, that's my umbrella you're taking.
Oh, is it? Why don't you call a cop then? There's one on the corner. Go ahead, call him. I'll just tell him the umbrella is mine.
Well, as a matter of fact, I could be mistaken. Maybe the umbrella is yours. I picked it up in the cafe this morning. By mistake, of course. If you recognize it, though, please take it.
I intend to.
Please don't call a cop, though. I really didn't know I was taking the wrong umbrella. I tell you, it looks exactly like mine.
Soapy was desperate. He could no longer sleep in Central Park. The nights were too cold.He decided that this year it would be impossible to get into jail, no matter how he tried. He wandered along the street until at last he found himself standing in front of a church. From inside came the sound of music. The choir was practicing a song for the following Sunday.
beautiful singing. It makes me forget all my problems. What is the name of that anthem? We often sang it in church when I was a boy. It brings back such wonderful memories. Ah, how different my life was then. Where did I go wrong? What did I do to let myself sink so low? Once, I showed great promise. But look at me now. My only ambition is to get into jail. Well, I've got to change. I'm not an old man. There's still time to begin a new life. Only last week, I was offered a job as a truck driver. I'm sure I can still have the job if I want it. I'll go see about it tomorrow morning. What a change has suddenly come over me, and all because of a choir singing a religious song.
Hey, you!
Me?
Yes, you! What are you doing standing outside this church?
Nothing. Just listening to the anthem the choir was practicing.
Listening to the anthem? Now I've heard everything.
I was walking by the church when I heard this song that we used to sing when I was a boy. I stopped to listen, that's all.
Oh, sure. Well, you better come with me. The judge will be very interested in your story.
It's not a crime to listen to music, is it?
No, not at all. If that's all it is. But there have been some serious crimes in this neighborhood lately. Say, didn't I see you earlier today? Of course. You're the one who was standing near that broken window on Fifth Avenue. I think you broke it after all. Come with me.
But, officer!
Save your explanation for the judge. Come on.
Soapy, quite confused, followed the policeman, who took him to the night court.
All right, next case.
Your Honor, I found this man outside St. Andrew's Church an hour ago. He said he was listening to the choir. But there's more to it than that. He's the same man I found in front of a broken window on Fifth Avenue this morning.
Does the accused have anything to say for himself?
Well, Your Honor, everything the officer says is true. However...
If what the officer says is true and you did break that window, there is nothing more to say. Prepare to spend the next 3 months in jail.
Exercise 1. Answer the questions. Exercise 2. Retell this part of the story with the help of the pictures.